What a joy to be together in the house of the Lord on this day. And moms, don't you feel treasured today? It's our day. The day to be pampered and appreciated, honored and blessed. Of course, most of us would appreciate having many days like that, but we are thankful to have at least one. I'm trying to figure out why I am working today. Of course, with my grown-up children and quickly growing up grandchildren, I don't have the responsibilities of day-to-day care that so many of you have. And still, for moms of all ages, it's really nice to be celebrated, to be told we are important, to hear that we are loved. It makes me wonder if I should let our families in on a secret. Mothers have already received a most amazing privilege. Women have been given the privilege of giving birth to a beloved child of God. Didn't we see that in the baptism this morning? Guys, to be honest with you, I've always felt a bit sorry for you that you can never know the wonders of being pregnant. Don't laugh too much. It's true, pregnancy has its drawbacks. Before delivering three sons, I spent 3 months in the bathroom throwing up with each one. But all the discomfort melts away with the knowledge that one's body is supporting the growth and development of a brand new human. How amazing is that? Being a co-creator with God. Women have the privilege of participating in a miracle. When Orthodox Jewish men pray daily their morning blessings, which includes the line, "Blessed are you, Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who has not made me a woman," we who were designed to give birth through our bodies could say of their prayer, "You don't get it." If only we Christians in the Protestant tradition hadn't lost focus on Mary, the mother of God. Truly, we should celebrate the amazing privilege of being a woman. Perhaps on Mother's Day, we should be giving thanks to our children, giving them special honor, for through them we experience the tremendous joys of motherhood. It is through a young woman that God brought forth his very own son, the Savior of the world. Having been surprised by the angel's announcement, saying to her, "Greetings, favored one," Mary was obedient to the Lord's desire. She believed that God could do all things, including conceiving a child through a virgin. And she accepted the challenge of being the mother of her Lord. I love the way the Message, a contemporary paraphrase of the Bible, interprets the scripture of Gabriel's greeting to Mary. The angel says, "Good morning. You are beautiful with God's beauty. Beautiful inside and out. God be with you." Aren't those the words that every pregnant woman longs to hear? You are beautiful. You have God's beauty living within you. God could have brought forth a Savior in 1,000 different ways. As this scripture of Mary's conception states, nothing is impossible with God. So God could have chosen another way to come to earth in human form. God chose the most natural way, the way each one of us has been given birth and life, born through a woman's womb. It is Epworth's tradition to give a Mother's Day gift to a few mothers. Oh, perhaps the oldest or the newest, but today, as we celebrate the privilege women are given to nurture an unborn child in her body until that child is mature enough to begin a healthy life outside the womb, a privilege so great that God chose to have his own son, Savior of the world, nurtured in the very same way through Mary, Epworth is going to give gifts to our pregnant mommies. If you are pregnant, will you please stand? Where are our expectant mommies? There's one. Anybody else? There's another one back here. Will you please stay standing? I want to pray for you. We have Kimberly, and her baby's going to be born in about a month, huh? I know. And this is Amanda, and she has two babies growing within her. So we certainly are, you know, thinking about the blessings that these women are receiving. Let us pray for them. Oh God, Father of our Lord Jesus and Father of us all, we give thanks today for women and their vital role in the creation of human beings. Children who are gifts from you for the purpose of being a positive influence in our world. Thank you for these two women, for Kimberly and Amanda that we honor today, who are nurturing children who come from you. Bless them with good health and with love, and protect the children who are growing and developing within them. Amen. Congratulations. Much is said about the limitations placed on women in our society. It's easy to complain instead of being thankful. You have heard it all. Women are second-class citizens. It's a good old boys' network, and it's hard for a woman to get into it. Women receive lower pay for equal work. Check out any meeting in which a woman is in a room, a woman or two are in a room full of men, and you'll notice she is often not listened to when she has an idea. A powerful example comes from a study done of our female Supreme Court justices. Women who have reached the very highest position, they are interrupted three times more often than the men on the court. Women are seen first as sex objects before being seen as important contributors. Women are constantly hitting the glass ceiling. There just seems to be no breaking it. Yes, there is much truth in all of the above, but it is not the whole truth. For the one who rocks the cradle rules the world. Though there is not much we can read about Mary in the years Jesus was growing up and into the 3 years of his ministry, we do know how frantic she was when he was missing from the family as they traveled home to Nazareth from Jerusalem. We relate to her mothering. For 3 days, Mary and Joseph searched for their 12-year-old son. Where did he go? Finally, when they found him in the temple, we can hear a mother scolding. The message relates the fears of all parents. Though the teachers were all quite taken with Jesus, impressed with the sharpness of his answers, his parents were not impressed. They were upset and hurt. His mother said, "Young man, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been half out of our minds looking for you." Yes, even though she was the mother of God, Mary was still a regular, normal mom, experiencing all the challenges every mother faces as she attempts to raise a healthy, contributing adult who will make a difference for good in the world. The love, the nurturing, the guidance, and the teaching a child receives from the very moment of birth absolutely makes a difference in the goodness that child, grown into adulthood, will make in this world. The hand that rocks the cradle absolutely makes a difference in how the world will end. With appreciation for everyone who makes a difference for good in a child's life, let's listen to Glenn Campbell sing, "The Hand That Rocks the Cradle Rules the World."
Creation's most unique.
On a day like today, I can't help but remember the difference my own mother made in my life. As I was going through the process of ordination, I had to write many papers answering many questions. And as I wrote my autobiography, looking at the influences that had led me to become a pastor, I had a sudden revelation. I realized that my mother was my image of God. I had never put that thought into words before, but as I wrote, I saw that my mom's unconditional love, her ability to encourage me and support me in all ways, and her help when I was struggling were all the ways I experienced God. I was absolutely confident that God loved me at all times and in all places and in all ways. I knew I could go to God with any and all problems, and always I felt God cheering me on. What an amazing gift my mother gave to me, to show me God. Each one of us has received life through a woman whose body nurtured us until labor gave us birth. But not all of us received the nurturing or ongoing love through that very same woman. For some, love and guidance and the rocking of the cradle for the goodness of the world came through a mommy and daddy who chose us as their beloved children through adoption. For some of us, it is a father who took on mothering roles, cuddling and feeding and teaching and leading. For some, grandparents or aunts and uncles cared for us so much and so deeply that it would be easy to consider them to be mom and dad. Giving birth can mean more than the physical act of a child moving from the womb into the world. Giving birth is taking on the responsibility as well as the privilege of raising a human being to be a blessing to our world. The whole truth is that giving birth ultimately to a grown-up person who makes his or her own choices for good is the role of men and women alike. One does not have to literally be a mother, nor literally a father, to participate in the development of a person who will be a blessing to others. Human birth happens through a woman's body, but the birth of love comes through anyone willing to share God's love with a child. Neighbor, teacher, church member, all of us have the privilege of giving birth to love in another person. As Jesus reaches adulthood and begins his ministry, we read of Mary and Jesus attending a wedding in Cana of Galilee. We see the insight of Mary, the mother, understanding her son, whom she knew had a special mission of service to our world. Though Jesus responds cryptically to her when she tells of the problem, that which is that they have run out of wine at this wedding, she tells the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Mary's baby had grown up. He was now making his own choices for the way he would live his life. His choice was to do the will of God fully and completely, even to death, as he prayed, "Not my will, but thine be done." Mary loved her grown-up son and recognized that the promises of the angel who told of her conception were true. So she could testify to others, "Do whatever he tells you," knowing that obedience to the directions of Jesus would bring good things to all who obeyed. When Mary had discovered that she was pregnant, she sang praises to God, a song that we've called the Magnificat. "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation." Once again, the message helps us hear this in a fresh way. Mary said, "I'm bursting with God news. I'm dancing the song of my Savior God. God took one good look at me, and look what happened. I'm the most fortunate woman on earth. His mercy flows in wave after wave on those who are in awe before him." Indeed, Mary has been honored and revered ever since she gave birth to our Savior. Surely that's a reason for every mother to sing praises to God. Respect and love is given to Mary, a woman, for her role in our salvation. Even greater still is the opportunity each of us has, women and men alike, to listen to Mary's words. Do whatever he tells you. We each have a role in ruling the world. Will we choose to do so with the love and the truth of King Christ our Lord? Amen.